a most enjoyable result here at the Oval tonight, Warren.
Yeah, it was. You know, I was disappointed to go 1-0 down at half-time because I thought that we more, deserved to be 2, 3, 4 maybe goals up in the first half. You know, I said to Andy, listen, I love him, you know, and I love all of my players, like all of them. Their eagerness, but I says when you're in that box, you show a wee bit of composure because he's got an abundance of ability with his power and pace. Come out the second half and, you know, there was only one winner. We absolutely dominated the second half. Energy levels were incredible. And, you know, that's what pleased me. But, you know, the eagerness of the players to get on the ball, make things happen. And listen, we didn't hoof balls. We were putting balls in places for a purpose to go and press. And I thought there was some fantastic performances out there. And I mean that tonight from all of them. And delighted, absolutely delighted with the result.
Second half, we really looked like we really wanted to win that, you know, to keep our season going, didn't we?
Yeah, listen, that's a Linfield performance. I've said this all along. You know, look, I work with these boys 3 nights a week, and I know what to do. You know, they're all friends as well. They're all mates, and, you know, I want them all to stay. I said this, you know what I mean? I want the add to the squad. I think we've got a nucleus here, you know, that's fantastic. You know, they're all buying into what we want to do. And, you know, that showed there tonight. Proper took the game to the Glens in their own backyard. And the fans were fantastic again. You know, once they really get behind the players, makes a big, big difference.
Aaron Byrne showed real composure to take that penalty after missing the previous one.
Now listen, you don't make my dad miss a penalty against Juventus for the Glens. I missed a penalty for Linfield in Europe. Yeah. I've missed penalties, but, you know, it's who wants to hit the next one, and fair credit to him. You know, he stood up. He side-footed in the corner, and it was important to get that goal at the right time, and it really drove us on.
And great for Mark Hockey to head in a winner in front of the Linfield fans in the big 2.
Yeah, it was. He's a big boy. Well done, boys. Well done. He's a big lad, Hawks. You know, I think he's up there with the best centre half in the league. You know, he's got a wee bit of probably laid-backness. But, you know, he proved tonight. And I say even when Jimmy came on the last 5 minutes, you know, Jimmy's been fantastic for me, and it was hard to leave him out today. You know, Cars comes on the train, and as I say, that's what you need. You need a squad of players, everyone buying into what we want to do, and that's what pleased me.
That's the sort of result that sends the punters home to win the derby against your biggest rivals at their ground. Nothing beats that, is there?
No, nothing beats that at all. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's big 2 derby. You know, people, you know, probably. You know, let the emotions get to him. I said that the players just go out and play football for remember who you are and what you are. And, you know, it's like our motto, fortune favours the brave. We were brave tonight, and we certainly got the right result.
And it helps with our aims in trying to get into the European competition next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Look, obviously, you know, we want to be up fighting for the league. And I've said to the players, you know, we're probably the amount of games we threw away. It's not really anyone's beat us. You know, we've probably beat ourselves. But, you know, you take the positives out of it. And we want to finish up that league as high as we can. And, you know, that was a big, 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 big performance tonight from us, especially after, you know, Saturday, with it, you know, being called off and not having a game. You know, we certainly reacted the right way, but I could sense it because the last 3 days in training, I said this the other day when you spoke to me, you know, it was the best training sessions we've had. The boys were really, really getting stuck into each other, you know, wanting to pass the ball, wanting to close down, and I sensed it, and they certainly took it out on that pitch tonight.
And Glenavon will be really tough on Saturday, having won 4-0 on Saturday and 5-0 today.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a hard game. They beat us last week, and, you know, went to the game on Saturday, but they beat Clevenville 5-0. You know, and Gary's got them on fire at the minute with Wendy and Nigel, and, you know, I think it's five on the spin they've won. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, we don't care. We just go and enjoy it. There's no pressure on the players. You know, go and represent who you're playing for, and hopefully get the right result.
Congratulations on a great result here tonight, and hopefully... You know, might just even sneak back into the title race.
Thank you.